Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
On this episode of Newt's World, my guest today is Peter Navarro. He has a remarkable career. He holds a PhD in economics from Harvard University, was professor emeritus of economics and public policy at the University of California at Irvine for more than 20 years. He served as assistant to the president and director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy at the White House during the Trump administration. He is the author of numerous books, including a China trilogy, The Coming China Wars in 2006, Death by China in 2011, and Crouching Tiger in 2015. At the White House, Dr. Navarro advised President Trump on policies to increase economic growth, decrease trade deficits, and strengthen America's defense industrial base. He produced three volumes of the Navarro Report in his personal capacity to shed light on potentially illegal activity that may have occurred during the 2020 presidential election. But he's here today to talk about his new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. And I'm really pleased to welcome him. Peter, you were right there in the middle of it, and I know it's not something that you thought you'd be doing, although given your interest in China, the fact that this disease came out of Wuhan was sort of an appropriate part of everything you've warned us about. Tell me, if you would, how did you initially come to the conclusion, going all the way back to your China trilogy, that China would have the kind of impact it's having? And did you really see it coming as aggressively and as big a challenge as it's turned out to be?
Newt, first of all, I'm honored by your description of my contributions to the debate on China. I do believe that history will treat President Trump extremely kindly in being the first president to bring the China issue to the fore in the White House. You yourself have done yeoman's work with your books, speeches, and other things in exposing the economic aggression of China. I came to the whole issue in a very indirect way back when I was teaching at Irvine macroeconomics. I noticed about 2003 that something was going on in the world economy. I was teaching a lot of so-called fully employed business students who were losing their jobs. And it all came down, when I looked into it deeper, to China. And that began what was the trilogy you described. The In Trump Time book starts, I call it the Red Wedding chapter, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, in chapter one, where I'm in the East Wing of the White House. It's January 15, 2020. The world looks beautiful for the Trump administration. President Trump has built the strongest economy in modern history using supply side type economics and fair trade, things like that. But I'm sitting there, Newt, in a cold sweat watching this because I had actually predicted in my coming China Wars book that China would create a viral pandemic that would kill millions. And that was, think about that, that was in 2006. So I'm sitting there looking at the president sitting next to Liu He, the vice premier of China, getting ready to sign what I saw as the skinny deal. I was not a fan of it. It was much less than what we should have gotten. But I'm thinking to myself, Newt, what do these Chinese diplomats know about the Wuhan virus that we don't? You know, I'd seen a lot of the intel. I'd seen the crematoria in Wuhan burning up over time. Was it possible there was human-to-human transmission? Could these people be infected? If so, why'd they shake my hand last night at the trade dinner? And why are they so near the president and vice president? And finally, here's the thing, Newt. I asked myself, could this be a bioweapon to take down the only president in history that ever stood up to them? And the In Trump Time book takes off from there. And I think I make the strong case that, number one, there's no question this thing came from the Wuhan lab and that Tony Fauci had a key role in it and he ought to be fired. There's no doubt that it is a bioweapon from China in the sense that China has used it to continue to attack our economy and advance their military and geopolitical interests. And at the end, I talk a lot about the election irregularities, which I think we as a nation have to be deeply, deeply concerned about. And the mission of the In Trump Time book really is to fire Fauci, collect reparations on the order of $20 trillion from communist China, and get to the bottom of what happened on November 3rd and January 6th.
Do you think as a realistic matter, can we bring enough pressure to bear on President Xi Jinping to actually collect $20 trillion?
I think that the first thing we have to do is hold them accountable for the virus. One of the themes of the In Trump Time book is how CNN and Jeff Zucker and the fake media worked with the Democratic Party to create this false narrative that to blame Trump for the virus, and therefore they wouldn't blame communist China, even though the facts would indicate even back then that this thing was spawned by China in a bioweapons lab. I advocated one of the most important chapters in the In Trump Time book, and I still think we should do this to this very day, set up a presidential commission like we had for the Kennedy assassination and Pearl Harbor and the BP oil spill that would investigate the cost, the origins of the virus, and how China may be using that virus to advance its objectives. I think that could be a bipartisan effort. And to your point, we could certainly pressure them. They certainly hold a lot of our debt that we could take back from them to collect in part on that. And I view at this point, given what China has done, that we should fully decouple from the Chinese economy and learn that buy American, hire American is the rule. You know, trade with our allies on fair terms, but China, it's time to walk away from that relationship because they mean us nothing but harm. And you yourself have been eloquent about the threat in your own work.
What was your experience like inside the government trying to get, you know, the State Department, the CIA, the Defense Department, Commerce, to understand how really different this was and how big a threat it was to us?
Yeah, I always took the deep state to be kind of like a conspiracy type theory. But there is a deep administrative state that's comprised of these career bureaucrats. And there's a strong prevailing ideology, particularly within the State Department, some in the Pentagon and others spread around the bureaucracies, that somehow, if it's the old theory of economic engagement, if you engage with China, it'll become more peaceful and democratic like us. I mean, we know how bankrupt that theory is, but I would sit in a situation room or in what they call the SCIFs, the secure compartmentalized information units, where you could do serious policy issues. The whole In Trump Time phrase was coined because I beat my head against the wall with these bureaucrats who wouldn't want to move quickly on things like cracking down on China. And the In Trump Time phrase means move in Trump Time, move quickly. it's really difficult. Newt, one of the surprises I had, maybe call me naive, but when I got there in 2017 after serving with the president on the campaign, the biggest shock I had coming to Washington was that I would have to fight as many people inside the White House and inside the administration as I would have to, particularly on the trade agenda with the president. It's kind of an alien concept to these folks that if China's like cheating and stealing and doing everything it can to destroy us, that somehow we should fight back with things like tariffs and sanctions. I mean, it was really an eye-opener for me. And there were people inside the administration, I think the poster child of that was the Neville Chamberlain of our time, the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. I mean, he would constantly be in the Oval Office. The president would tell him to do something. He'd say, sir, yes, sir. And then he'd go out and do just the opposite to advance the interests of Wall Street and Goldman Sachs. So that was a real challenge for me, Newt. I wouldn't kid you on that.
The number of billionaires who have a huge economic interest in China is, I think, sort of frightening. I mean, there's an entire pressure that comes out of New York City in particular. But, you know, the head of Nike announcing that Nike's really a Chinese company. And you want to say to him, oh, so does that mean you're for genocide in the West? Does that mean you're for crushing the Tibetan Buddhist culture? Does that mean you're for suppressing freedom in Hong Kong? I mean, what are you talking about? But these people all seem to operate on a different planet, and they routinely sell out both freedom and the United States in favor of their next profit margin.
I go back to that first chapter in Trump time, once again, into the East Wing. I'm sitting there, the boss is on stage with the Chinese, but in the audience, Newt, there's Larry Fink and there's Steve Schwarzman, two of the biggest hedge fund money guys that offshored our jobs and have a vested interest in China's rise at the expense of America's decline. And these guys, Schwarzman in particular, was instrumental in the shuttle diplomacy that led to the retreat from what would have been a full-scale deal with China. It would have got what I call the seven deadly sins all taken care of through this skinny deal. And the tell, Newt, in the skinny deal was that it addressed a few of the seven deadly sins, but it added on this provision that we never wanted to put in there, which basically opened up Chinese financial and credit markets to American financial institutes on Wall Street. That was the tell of the skinny deal. And I write in the book, it's like when Steve Schwarzman or Larry Fink want to get to sleep at night, you know, they don't count like the Uyghurs in snap ties in prisons. They don't count the Chinese jets over the Straits of Taiwan. They don't screw in the American people. They don't count the suppression of Hong Kong. I can go on and on. You've detailed that eloquently in your own book. These people, it's all about the money. It's the Mnuchins, the Gary Cohns, the Schwarzman, the Finks. And it's not that they don't know. It's just that they don't care, Newt. It's all about the money. There's no sense of nation. And that was the beauty of Donald Trump. He didn't need their money. He didn't need corporate America's money. He only cared about blue-collar America. Turn the Republican Party into the only party that can win, which is the party of the working class. And I'm watching that fight go on now for the hearts and minds of that party between the kind of globalist wing and the Trump wing. And, you know, let's see how that turns out.
When you see this evolving, and I have to confess, I was a little surprised between big corporations and the big rich, how deeply entrenched the Chinese are. And as Secretary Pompeo and others have outlined, they have a huge Chinese effort underway to penetrate our culture. And we, I think, have no idea how many Chinese assets there are all across the American system right now, and how much they manipulate, whether it's the National Basketball Association or its college professors or its news media. I mean, I know somebody who quit Bloomberg because Bloomberg had started to do a series on corruption, and the Chinese brought him in the room and just said, you know, we're going to destroy your company in China if you keep doing this. And Bloomberg caved because the threat to them economically, they thought, was so great. On the other hand, we're beginning to see some companies that are literally pulling out, that have decided that they can't operate in China because it is a dictatorship and it does set up the totalitarian standards.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The other front here, when you talked about a Journal of America's plague year, which sort of came out of nowhere. I mean, everything was going amazingly well in January and February, and suddenly, bam, we're hit with the Chinese virus. And I think one of the biggest stories coming out of all that is the role of Dr. Fauci and the degree to which we now know that he actually was in the middle of the whole process of the experimentation, that he knew from day one that the lab was involved. And I'm a little astonished, and I've known Fauci since the HIV fight in the 1980s when he played a very big role and was a very serious scientist. He's now become such a purely political figure that I'm kind of surprised at how many different things he got wrong. Was that your experience sitting in those rooms and watching?
Well, let me take you to chapter two in Trump Time book. I go into the Situation Room. It's a historic day. It's January 28th, 2020. The president has personally dispatched me there to bring the task force, which was then nascent, on side to his decision to pull down the travel from China. Right? January 28th, 2020. And I go into that room and there's bogeys in the room. I know who's going to oppose me. You know, Mulvaney's sitting at the end of the table, acting chief of staff. I got one of Mike Pompeo's globalist hacks on my left shoulder from the State Department. The bumbling Robert Redfield's over there from the CDC, and Azar's sitting there. I know I'm going to do battle with them, but there's this little guy with round glasses on. I didn't know this guy walked on water, didn't know he was a saint. He's just a guy sitting across from me. And dude, within a minute, I'm in a violent shouting match with this guy. And he's insisting, based on his grand experience, that travel bans don't work. And I said to him, you mean to tell me if there's 20,000 Chinese nationals come in every day to Kennedy, O'Hare, LAX, many of them lit up like a Christmas tree with the Wuhan virus, that we're better off having them come on down? And he just kept saying the thing over and over again. And to your point, I'm astonished. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy thinks he's smarter than he is, which is always dangerous. But he's also going to hurt the president and this country. And here's what was the most important thing, and the big reveal about Fauci ultimately in the In Trump Time book, is the lie of omission. Newt, we know Fauci lied to Congress about these so-called gain-of-function experiments which can turn harmless bat viruses into human killers. He flat out lied about that. But let's think about this, Newt. It's January 28, 2020. What do I know? I know that there's a pandemic in waiting in Wuhan, and I know that from based on my writings that China likely created it. But what does Fauci know? Here, think about this. Fauci knew it came from Wuhan. He knew it popped up within yards of the Wuhan lab. He knew he funded that lab, but didn't tell anybody about it, for these gain-of-function experiments. And he got an email from a prominent scientist at Scripps saying flat out, this thing's in all probability genetically engineered. Newt, you can't tell me that that guy sitting across from me didn't know right then, that SOB knew right then, that that thing likely came from the lab and was a bioweapon. And he did not tell the president. He did not tell the task force. He did not tell the American people. If he had told us, Newt, we would have had a completely different strategy and could have saved millions of people's lives. Not only did he not tell us in that lie of omission, Newt, he doubled down on it. In the In Trump Time book, it's the elaborate cover with the cutout Peter Daszak to create the false narrative, which Zucker at CNN and the New York Times ate up, that somehow this thing was from nature in a bat cave and the Chinese Communist Party and Fauci had nothing to do with it. It's the biggest lie of omission in world history, Newt, and he needs to not only be fired, he needs to be put in a jail cell for that.
It's like watching something unravel. And here's a guy who at one time had a great scientific reputation, but as an administrator, he not only was undertaking very risky experiments, he was undertaking experiments that are gruesome. I mean, apparently he funded the puppy experiment in Tunisia, and I suspect they put it in Tunisia because they wanted to hide it. And you go through all these different things, and Fauci comes across a guy whose power and fame has gone to his mind, and he now sort of reads his own press clippings. And I agree with you. I think at a minimum he should be fired, and he should be investigated, and I think it's very likely that he has lied under oath to Congress and that he has in many ways abused his power. Let me go back, though, to China for a minute, because you're faced with a country which I think the Chinese aren't going to give us any choice. And I think in the end, we're going to have to face up to it and do what it takes to remain free and safe and to have sufficient economic and military capability that they never decide to test us. That requires, I think, enormous changes in our current systems. But if you're looking at it, what would you say to the American people are the key things that absolutely have to be done in order for us to be able to survive as a free country and to be beyond the Chinese ability to compete with us?
It's the seven deadly sins, Newt, that popped up when I had an interview with Chris Wallace when I was in the White House. That's the essence of their economic aggression against the United States. And that we would put up with any of that is insane because they field strip us every day of the week. It's the intellectual property theft, forced technology transfers, the currency manipulation, the subsidized dumping of products. And don't forget the fentanyl that kills over 50,000 Americans, many of them in prime working age, every year. So on the economics side, we have to have a zero tolerance policy towards them. And that's why I think decoupling with them and having strong sanctions against any commission of those sins has to be the policy of the United States. At the same time, you and I are Reagan guys. We're peace through strength guys. Weakness invites attacks. Right now, Biden effectively is inviting China to invade Taiwan, and it remains unclear how we might respond or what might spin out of control. It's a very dangerous moment in our history. And frankly, Newt, I think the American people are angry, frustrated, and confused about how they got left with Biden in the White House, who's so obviously diminished in capacity and so obviously incompetent and feckless. We've gone in a nanosecond from the best president in modern history to the worst. And it's only going to get worse unless we get to the bottom of what happened on November 3rd and basically have a candid discussion as Americans with each other But these are tough times, Newt. I've never seen it this bad from an economic point of view. We're in for a rocky ride here. I went through the 70s like you did, and you remember what that was like.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I was going to ask you, because you are an economist, what's your sense of the next 3 or 4 years, the way in which the Biden administration is approaching inflation and spending and regulations? I mean, the whole idea, let's close down American oil and gas so we can beg the Russians and the Saudis to send it to us. I'm just going to be a politician in this conversation. I have a great interest in how people feel about the economy in October and November of 22 and in October and November of 24. What does your gut tell you?
Well, the good news is the economy is going to be in a position for a Republican landslide in 2022. The bad news is that we're going to reprise the 70s stagflation. And stagflation is this combination of slow growth or recession. That's the stag part, with the traditional inflation. And if you look at the 70s, that was a confluence of three factors. You had pushing like demand pull inflation. You had a profligate fiscal policy, which was accommodated by a Federal Reserve printing press that Arthur Burns ran. So that got the inflation machine going. And then at the same time, we got hit with what we call in economics new cost push inflation from two different exogenous shocks. One was the OPEC oil cartel embargoes, which jolted energy prices, and the other was weather-related shocks, which jolted food prices. And by the way, food prices also went up with the oil price shock. Now, if you fast forward now to where we are, we've got the same trifecta of stagflationary forces going on right now. The White House and Congress have lost any kind of discipline about spending money. It's a trillion here, a trillion there. They're just throwing money at, and the problem with that, it's not even well-spent money. If they were spending that money on bringing our factories home, I'd say, yeah, maybe that's right. But that's not what they're doing. So we got that. We got Jay Powell at the Federal Reserve running an accommodative monetary policy. The inflation is there. But then you've got all these pandemic-related shocks plus policy shocks. The biggest policy shock we got now is the Biden war on fossil fuels, right? I mean, we're the Saudi Arabia natural gas. Natural gas and gasoline prices are skyrocketing. You're absolutely right. It's a spectacle of Biden begging the Saudis to pump more oil when he's cracking down on the frackers in Pennsylvania. It's obscene. But the other shock, Newt, that I'm really concerned about are these labor market shocks that we're seeing, plus the supply chains being offshore. So I'm telling you, 2022, it's going to be very lean. I mean, we have a crisis on our hands. We need to recognize it. But here's the thing, Newt. Those people inside the White House have no friggin' clue. In 2016, I went head-to-head with economic advisors that are now in the White House, and they just don't get it, Newt. They don't understand, like you and I do, the importance of the supply side of the economy. They don't understand the difference between free and fair trade, and they certainly don't understand the threat from China. And I'm hoping the epilogue of the In Trump Time book is kind of my manifesto for how we get out of it. I hope people get that far when they read it. These are tough times, Newt, for all the reasons I suggested.
When you look at all of that, all of that then also matches up against weakening us in dealing with China, in dealing with Russia, for that matter. I'm curious, because you were in the room, I think you were one of the few people who was with President Trump as candidate, with him during transition, with him for four solid years. So you've really been in a lot of meetings, seen him up close. What's your gut tell you about the kind of guy he is?
So some of the best times I had in the White House were sitting in the Oval Office with his top advisors, participating or sometimes just watching the process. I see the president himself as a beautifully warm and charming individual who will be brusque and tough with the cufflink crowd, but he would never disrespect a Main Street person, a worker, and he's just so very thoughtful at that level. One of the things I always found interesting was his ability to understand what people were saying. Very often he would stop people early into what they were saying because he could finish their thoughts. To me, he's like a four-dimensional chess player who sees the board. A lot of what he does might look like chaos to the outside, but it really advances. I'll give you an example. In Trump Time book, the boss is at his wit's end in the middle of his term with what's happening on the border. He's hamstrung by the Dolly G decision and others which have institutionalized catch and release and made the trafficking of children a very profitable industry for the cartels. And he's saying, no, we got to fix this. So Pat Cipollone calls me over to the office. He's the White House legal counsel. And it's like, can we use the threat of tariffs to pressure Mexico? And I said, sure, we can do it under this section, this, that, and the other thing. And when we did that, it was like, this is chaos. The Wall Street Journal went at us from the right. We had the Times going at us from the left. Capitol Hill was enraged. But within 24 hours, Mexico sent 15,000 troops to the border. And more importantly, Newt, it accepted our demand that they adopt the so-called Safe Third Nation agreements, which would keep illegals on their side of the border. And then the boss parlayed that into similar agreements with the Northern Triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, right? And boom, we settled that. Now, to anybody from the outside, that looked like a chaotic, kind of radical kind of approach. From the chess player Trump, it was like a perfect move that solved the problem. And I saw that over and over and over again. And I love, like, when I talk about how he negotiated with the Chinese, we talk about the sudden Zen strategy in chapter one versus dragon in a pot. You know, do you put the tariffs on right away or do you put them on slowly and build public support? So my point is that just a brilliant master strategist. And I think a lot of people don't understand both his humanity and his genius, which he likes to call himself, but he's not wrong.
Yeah, I found him to be remarkably able to cut through the baloney and force changes on a scale that I think was remarkable. Very different from Reagan, but the two of them are far and away the most effective at taking on the old order and taking on the establishment and creating new policy structures. And I think that it was a tragedy that the COVID pandemic undercut what was really an astonishing set of achievements. And my guess is that the average American is going to realize that, and you see it in the polling numbers, that actually Trump was so much better than Biden that in all the recent polls, if they had a rematch, Trump would win. And I think that's just going to get more and more apparent as things go on. Peter, I want to thank you for joining me. I think your new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year, is a remarkably candid account of the inner workings of the Trump administration during that last year and everything the president and his staff endured. I think it's going to provide very valuable information for historians in the years to come. Your works on China are a landmark in helping wake the country up to the greatest threat to our survival, literally our survival. And for our listeners, we're going to have a link to purchase In Trump Time on our show page at newsworld.com. And I really appreciate your taking this time to educate us.
Great honor, sir, to be with you. You've made so many contributions to this country, and just to be here with you today, it's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you to my guest, Dr. Peter Navarro. You can get a link to buy his new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year, on our show page at newsworld.com. NewsWorld is produced by Gingrich 360 and iHeartMedia. Our executive producer is Debbie Myers. Our producer is Garnsey Sloan, and our researcher is Rachel Peterson. The artwork for the show was created by Steve Penley. Special thanks to the team at Gingrich 360. If you've been enjoying Newt's World, I hope you'll go to Apple Podcasts and both rate us with 5 stars and give us a review so others can learn what it's all about. Right now, listeners of Newt's World can sign up for my 3 free weekly columns at gingrich360.com/newsletter. I'm Newt Gingrich. This is Newt's World.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.